Hi, welcome to See What Show, the movie, TV and DVD review podcast for regular people. I'm Mr. Brown.
Hello, and I'm Ling.
We are back with more reviews. This week we are reviewing I Am Legend.
We're also looking at Walking Tall Lone Justice. It's a sequel, as you can tell.
DVD.
Yes.
Straight to DVD. Yeah, Walking Tall 1, they made it in the cinema. And the third thing we're reviewing today is The Unit, which is a TV series based on the lives of a top secret Delta Force, bunch of guys.
Mm.
Yeah, very guy.
Yes, very guy thing. Testosterone-driven
series. Yeah, still showing on TV, I think on Star, I think. But before we begin, let's take a look at what's showing this week.
What's showing this week?
Yes, so what's inside?
Let's see, what's showing this week?
Oh, I'm looking forward to In the Valley of Elah because there's Tommy Lee Jones.
Got Charlize Theron.
Yes, you wanted to watch it for Charlize Theron. I'm more interested in watching Tommy Lee Jones because he's one of those chiseled stars, kind of... I like to watch his broody expressions.
Yeah, he's very broody.
He's very broody, yeah.
Very tough guy. What's the story?
In the story, well, it's quite current in the sense that he's got a son who's fought in the Iraq War. And upon returning to the US, actually goes missing. So he and his wife, played by Susan Sarandon, they kind of try to uncover this mystery.
Oh, well, all the heavyweights.
All
the heavyweight actors.
Etros,
yeah. What else is showing this? Elizabeth. Period drama.
That's right. Cate Blanchett again.
Yeah, doing a whole like a Rambo chick queen thing. Yeah. Looks lovely, the trailer. I saw. I want to go and watch it. Even though some people said it's very pretty to look at, but historically inaccurate and story not very good. That's what I've been told.
That's right.
But don't care, I like to watch some movies.
But they tried to at least try and reassemble the original cast, like Cate Blanchett and Jeffrey Rush as well.
Yeah. So looks gorgeous though. I like this kind of like Joan of Arc kind of
epic
with fighting ships and stuff and rallying calls by kings and queens. Love that stuff. I'm very very colonial.
It's okay, forgive you. Eastern Promises.
Yes, BBC movie.
Mm-hmm, that's a BBC movie. This promises some violence and some nudity, so if you're into that.
That sounds cool. We might review it actually next week.
Yes,
why not? Yeah, we should do that. Something different from the American movies. Okay, let's jump into review time.
See what show? Review time.
First movie is I Am Legend. Very, very hyped up movie with Will Smith in it.
My name is Robert Neville. I am a survivor living in New York City. I am broadcasting on all AM frequencies. I will be at the South Street Seaport every day at midday, when the sun is highest in the sky. If you are out there, if anyone is out there, I can provide food. I can provide shelter. I can provide security. If there's anybody out there, anybody, please, you are not alone.
Will Smith.
He's very bankable, right? So the newspaper writes.
Yeah. This is based on a very famous book, science fiction book.
Mm.
And Will Smith is Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Robert Neville, who is this brilliant scientist, come doctor, come military man. He's all alone in New York. In fact, apparently all alone in the world. Because this virus, right, that is created by man, that's meant to cure cancer, ends up turning 99% of the world into CGI monsters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's how vicious it was. And then the remaining 1% who are immune to the virus effects are being fed upon by the other 99%. If it sounds familiar, it's because it's 28 days and 28 weeks later, which is the other zombie movie from England.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of London, there's an empty New York. So the whole, a post-apocalyptic bolang there, this guy wandering alone, sole survivor of the wipeout.
They like this kind. They just really like the doomsday type of
movies.
Yeah,
very doomsday. Yeah. But if you watch 28 days and 28 weeks later, you're going to be very like comparing all the time and you might be actually disappointed. This is an American version with less story, less gore, less violence, a lot of Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say the movie not watchable. I think Will Smith certainly, like, he puts up this really credible performance as the brilliant scientist trying to survive alone in the concrete jungle. Literally concrete jungle, right? He has to hunt for deer in his red sports car, poor thing.
Ayo.
Yeah. It's very like that. You know, you can feel sorry, like, for Tom Hanks and his Wilson, the volleyball, right?
Yes, correct.
In Castaway. But
that's also a little bit melodrama. Like.
Yeah, but it's a little bit hard to feel sorry for Will because, you know, he has his disobedient dog and a whole city of the best gear that product placements can buy. Yeah, it's excuse what? You know, he has a whole city at his disposal, so he can drive any car he wants. He uses the best rifles. He's wearing a very nice fancy watch that reminds him to go to hide in his house at night, because that's what when the, you know, zombie guys come out.
Day 1001. We came in close contact with a hive today. Blood tests confirm that I remain immune to both the airborne and contact strains. Canines remain immune to airborne strain only. Vaccine trials continue. I'm still unable to transfer my immunity to infected hosts.
His acting, like trying to act alone, talking to himself, on the side is very good. He really is very good at it. But eventually you go like, okay, we get it. He's alone. Alone, so alone. He has to find a cure. He will die from boredom if he doesn't find a cure, you know. So they cannot continue doing that too long.
Yeah, because can you imagine, it's like, how does he spar with anyone? No SMSs to send, no calls to, you know, whatever.
Clever lah. I mean, they had him in there. But and also, what was clever was they made New York City very empty. That was brilliant. Again, they did it in 28 Days as well, the other movie. But just like Will's solo acting, you start to get tired of this. This is Manhattan. Empty. Empty, I tell you. I heard they spent like $5 million US.
Yes.
Doing just one scene at Brooklyn Bridge where they had an evacuation scene. Yeah, it was massive. And they closed down very many parts of New York during the filming, pissing off a lot of New Yorkers.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't think they'll ever do it again. But and then they used a lot of CGI to erase humans from the shot footage, digitally remove humans,
right,
and to add the animals also. They had wild animals running free in New York. And a lot of the zombies, apparently, they shot it as humans with makeup. Then the director said, no, you guys didn't look virile enough, so...
Replaced.
Yeah, replaced by CG. CG wasn't that good.
No.
Unfortunately, no. And it blew a lot of money too. I think the budget was $150 US million.
Wow.
Yeah, just for one guy alone in the city.
And you thought that might be a cheap way to actually make the movie, right?
No, it's expensive. As a sci-fi movie, I think it didn't delve enough into the science. It was kind of like, these guys, the virus made them into like that because, okay, just accept it. So, no, science fiction. Yeah. As a zombie movie, not enough zombies, not enough gore. It was very played down. As an inspirational movie of a man trying to save the world, it was sort of like above average. Like, it didn't feel very inspirational.
No, not that uplifting.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, I would say I am above average. Like, it's not I am legend. it's not that bad, you know, it's just not legendary enough. I would say if you want to watch the movie, you park the hype. You know, have a popcorn moment and then you may enjoy it. The movie is very strong at the beginning. The last one third was disappointing.
Just plunged, is it?
Yeah.
You don't know where to go, lah. Sometimes you start too strong.
Yeah, then not only that, I think it was a cop out, lah, the ending. They're just trying to do that whole Hollywood ending thing. And I would say don't watch it alone because you want to have someone to discuss all the loopholes and and Will Smith after the movie. You know, father, soldier, doctor, military man, savior of the world.
Wow.
Alone. So alone. So that's I am legend.
Okay.
You watch DVD instead.
Yes, I watch DVD, and this is also kind of supposed to be alone. As the title suggests, it's Walking Tall, Lone. Justin.
He tried to leave the law behind.
Welcome to the big city.
He tried to play it safe. But when a vicious drug lord threatens to destroy all he's got.
Try it your way. Now we're going to do things my way.
Not even the Mexican mafia or his own government.
This whole thing is part of the plan.
Can bring Nick Prescott down.
Lone Justice.
Another action movie, and this is by director Tripp Reed, and it also stars Kevin Sorbo, that people will remember from the TV action drama Hercules.
Hercules.
Hercules, that's right. Aiya, how do I start? Okay, the story is not very original, right? Kevin Sorbo plays Nick, who is an ex-county sheriff, and he just wants to retire and spend time with his girlfriend Kate and her teenage daughter, right?
By all county sheriffs, yeah.
Yes, and all retired county sheriffs,
that's right.
Yeah. Well, the usual obstacles, you know, you have Kate, who's played by Yvette Napa, and she's an FBI agent, and incidentally, her work keeps her from spending time with her daughter. So when she ropes her boyfriend in to spend time with her daughter, of course, you know, the little girl just gives him the hostile treatment. Now she's like, ugh, your boyfriend, you know, that sort of thing. Like, walks off even as he's trying to walk her to school. And then, you know, he gets reprimanded by the principal for not being on time, blah, blah, blah. So as with all such movies, he has to get to her by the end of the show, right? Of course, another problem, and this is the main plot, is that Kate, who is an FBI agent, is also a key witness to some drug lords and their trafficking activities. You know, the whole one FBI agent against the mafia kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
So anyway,
find better dates, like, you know, girlfriends who are not, like, you know.
Yeah, but I suppose that's how you rope in his county sheriff past, you see. You must find some link. So anyway, Kate gets shot in the line of duty, and then, well, like the true reluctant action hero, Nick actually finds himself trying to find out who's responsible for it. So they stage her death, and then to trick the mafia into believing that she has died. But of course, the mafia being the mafia, they're not going to believe this, right?
Yeah.
So they tail them, they find out that she's actually in the hospital, blah, blah, blah. And then on the side, Nick hides her in his county ranch that is supposed to be this secluded place that nobody knows about, and then he gets his X-Men, not the big X, but his EX-Men.
Oh, not the mutants.
No, not the mutants.
It's colleagues.
S-colleagues, yes.
Former
get them
colleagues.
To come and help by guarding the ranch.
Oh, no. Oh, this is where the showdown begins.
The showdown begins.
Must have showdown, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, he brings friends.
He brings friends.
So he's not alone.
He's not
walking.
Really
he's walking
alone.
Tall, not alone.
That's why.
Not alone.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Alone with friends.
Yeah, alone with friends. But his friends don't really feature very much. And actually, they're not that many friends. They're maybe like two guys in uniform and then one older white-bearded guy. You know, that sort of thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The fight sequences are very so-so. I would say, okay lah, there are some gory scenes to kind of qualify for like some sex and violence type of advisory.
Yeah.
But I actually really felt like it was quite a letdown, because in terms of the fighting, the mafia kind of were shot down relatively easily. You know, it's no Kill Bill type of sequences, so don't expect that. But maybe that's why it kind of, as I suspect, I kind of think that's why it made it to video straight away.
Yeah, B movie ma.
Yeah lor.
But
so,
action, as an action B movie, okay or not?
Okay lah, but I think I wouldn't make the trip to the cinema. I'm glad I watched it as a DVD.
Just rent it.
Yeah, just rent
it. Don't buy even.
No, and get a lot of friends to come watch, so they're very uhua, you know.
Yeah, then everybody watch and then and make it into a sort of like laugh at the loopholes kind of movie session.
I wouldn't say that there were that many loopholes to look at. It's a very short movie, you know, for action.
Good.
Yeah, it's about 1.5 hours.
But that's if you don't have much of a story.
Yeah, then
you don't
want to
drag it out for 2 hours.
By.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's good. One week, kill 1.5 hours over New Year.
Yeah, over New Year. Yeah,
everyone come to the house, let it play in the background.
Yeah, something.
Hey, showdown.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you are a fan of Kevin Sorbo, then I think okay lah. You know, it's all right to watch. But then, he kind of reminded me a bit about Schwarzenegger. You know, suitably stiff and suitably retired county sheriff.
Lao Liao.
Lao
hero. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. I watched The Unit TV series.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
Oh, I enjoyed it.
Okay,
but that's just
good.
Me. And I think you might enjoy it, actually.
Really?
Not too bad. Yeah.
In 1979, Congress authorized the formation of a contingent of elite special forces soldiers.
I got to start at square one every day with you guys to prove myself.
Our missions and our very existence are closely guarded secrets.
I need some explanation.
Ask for the president.
Even our wives can never know the truth about our missions.
Good!
This is a fairly long-running TV series. It's about the lives and the wives of the Delta Force to fight terrorism.
I see.
Yeah. And they report only to the president.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a for real team, lah. There was a movie made about Delta Force before, one of those action flicks. But this is apparently based on a book called Inside the Delta Force, because they're very secret. So there was an expose thing, so now they have a TV series. So we follow the men as they do all kinds of covert operations every episode for things that they can take no credit for. You know, they go in, they do all the dirty work, you know, go to other countries, do illegal assassination of some drug lord, plane hijack in airport, they have to move in, you know, kill the hijackers. Just like the Jack, you know, Jack. J-A-G, the
yes,
lawyer.
Yeah,
Jack. Yeah, he does they pao ka liao one.
Yes, yes.
Every episode they do something different, you know, all kinds of stuff. Everything they do. They're undercover. Their cover is, they are called the 303rd Logistical Studies Group. So they're like clerks.
Uh-huh.
Officially, their unit is like, you know, army clerk. And they belong to this unit that must not speak its name. That's why the series is called The Unit.
I see.
There's only one. The
so ominous.
Ominous. And their wives apparently all live on the same army grounds in these very nice suburban houses. And they all sworn to secrecy. They must support their men. And, you know, they support each other. Because every time the men go out for deployment, you know, imagine your husband working at a job where they say, bye honey, then you don't know where they're going.
Yeah.
But yet you have to be secret. And then you must help each other, you know, console each other that, you know, your husband will come back, don't worry. Yeah, yeah, that kind of thing. There's action. And then there's soap opera stuff, because got the wives, So it's like desperate army wives.
I see.
Yeah, desperate army housewives. So in the team, you have Gunnery Sergeant Jonas Blaine, like this like tough black dude. Rambo-like dude who leads his multicultural Benetton team of soldiers. You've got like Hector, who's this black guy, Charlie, who's Hispanic, there's this redneck guy called Mac, and a newbie called Bob. He's played by Scott Foley, who's Noel in Felicity. I don't know where you watch Felicity, but he's Noel in Felicity. And most of season one follows Bob and his wife, a feisty wife, Kim, as they try to kind of get used to the unit's lifestyle, because he got transferred after passing the exams and all that. So he's trying to fit into the team. The wife's trying to come to grips with being, you know, the wife of a Special Forces, Delta Force husband. And she's always trying to do things different than the otherwise are telling her, you know, you must not do it. Like, you know, it's not the same anymore. You know, your husband's, you know, life is at stake if you even say anything to your relative about, you know, his work.
What is the 303rd?
The 303rd Logistical Studies Unit is where your husband works. That is his cover. It is your cover. Other than that, this unit has no name. Other than that, it doesn't exist. You will live that cover as if your husband's life depended on it. As believe me, it does.
Every person who knows one more piece of information is one more person who could get our husbands killed.
You do not tell your mother, your best friend, your priest, what your husband does.
I need to talk to someone.
Would you like to talk to the chaplain?
What denomination is he?
He is the unit chaplain. He's your denomination now.
Mm. So that's that. Their leader is this guy called Colonel Tom Ryan, who is actually Robert Patrick. You know, Terminator, T-1000.
Yes.
He is the never ever go to the field leader. He's just behind always assigning jobs.
Talk.
Yeah. But he's having an affair with one of the men's wife.
That's why he stays behind.
That's right. And that's why he keeps sending the guy out.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So very scandal.
I see. Yeah, that's why he was soap opera.
Yeah. So the women will watch for that. Oh, poor thing. Wife. She shouldn't do it. Operationally, not correct. You know, and from a relationship point of view, it's wrong.
Mm.
Season one had 13 episodes, so it wasn't a difficult thing to plow through. It was very short. I think they usually do this for like pilot, try. Then I think it was very successful. And then season two, they had 23 episodes full on. And now in the US, they're showing season three already. So I think it's doing quite well as a series. I enjoyed it a lot, but Mark, one of my friends who's a real military nut, you know, he knows, like, he can identify weapons by looking at them, the kind.
Mm.
He was unhappy, was a bit miffed at the inaccuracies. He's like, where got Delta Force like that do all these, you know, operationally deployment, that's not right. But
so can bluff the lay people, but cannot bluff those who know.
Military nuts. But yeah, I mean, you don't mind. I'm a sort of a semi-military nut, but I'm very forgiving. Yeah, got action one. Right. Then there's enough chick drama to fill the gaps between the action sequences. But not too much soap opera that you'll get turned off. And it's like, hey, enough drama already. Like, you know, don't have to be drama. They have very interesting stuff. Like one episode, they had training where they put the men through POW training.
Mm.
So they had to survive And there was this overambitious senator who was running that program, the POW training program, and wanted to push the men really hard, like torture them, literally almost torture them. Mm. And the men had to survive, la, because by right, it was actually not supposed to go so far. And so that was an interesting episode. Then there another one, there was a plane hijacking. So that's quite a typical scenario they go to. Then there was another one, they went into a foreign country to do some assassination, and then four of them got out, one of them couldn't. So it was a bit of a chase kind of thing, like Bourne Identity kind of thing, trying to get out.
Mm.
But, you know, while being chased by the country's police and soldiers and spies. So it's quite interesting. Quite an interesting series. It's entertaining.
Okay. So this is one out of three that we reviewed.
Yeah, season one. I'm about to watch season two. Yeah. And three is running in the States right now. Quite fun. I got a couple of people hooked already. I'm like that one. Hey, I watched you. Pass. Then they were, oh, nice. The other guy said, not military enough. And thanks for joining us. This is Mr. Brown signing off.
And this is Ling. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye.
A production of Scene. What? Show.com.